A 45-year-old woman lies in a hospital bed, exhausted after climbing a single flight of stairs. Her arteries are clear, her EKG shows no dangerous rhythms, yet her heart is failing. Traditional cardiology has no answer for her, but metabolic cardiology does. Her heart isn't blocked, it's starved for energy at the cellular level. This is the revolutionary insight that changes everything we thought we knew about heart disease. Sometimes the problem isn't plumbing or wiring, it's power. Your heart performs an astonishing metabolic feat every moment of your life. It contains just 700 milligrams of ATP, the energy currency that powers every heartbeat, yet produces 6,000 grams daily. Think about that. Your heart completely recycles its entire energy supply every 8 seconds, about 10,000 times each day. This relentless energy demand explains why hearts are uniquely vulnerable to energy depletion and why addressing cellular metabolism can transform outcomes when conventional treatments fall short. Energy starvation underlies most cardiac conditions when heart cells can't produce sufficient ATP, whether from oxygen deprivation, blocked arteries, or mitochondrial dysfunction, they struggle with both contraction and relaxation. Counterintuitively, relaxation between beats demands more energy than the squeeze itself, making it the first function to deteriorate. As cellular energy plummets, hearts lose their ability to maintain proper calcium balance and membrane integrity. Familiar diagnoses gain new clarity. Congestive heart failure reflects insufficient pumping energy. Angina signals energy-depleted cells causing exertional pain. Diastolic dysfunction reveals hearts unable to relax between beats. Advanced imaging confirms that failing hearts lose up to 30% of their ATP. This energy deficit drives disease progression, creating a vicious cycle where energy-starved hearts become increasingly inefficient. Traditional medications like beta blockers and ACE inhibitors manage symptoms by reducing cardiac workload but don't address this fundamental energy crisis. Metabolic interventions do. Dr. Sinatra's awesome foursome, coenzyme Q10, L-carnitine, D-ribose, and magnesium, work synergistically to support cardiac energy production, each playing a distinct role in metabolic support. Coenzyme Q10 serves as the essential spark plug in cellular power plants, enabling the electron transport chain where ATP gets made. Levels decline with age and are depleted by statin drugs, making supplementation crucial for older adults and statin users. L-carnitine functions as the cellular shuttle, transporting fatty acids, the heart's preferred fuel, across mitochondrial membranes. Without sufficient carnitine, hearts can't efficiently burn fat, leading to energy deficiency. D-ribose provides the structural backbone of ATP itself. During heart attacks or heart failure, hearts lose their adenine nucleotide pool. Since heart tissue can't produce ribose quickly, supplementation provides the raw material to restore energy reserves. Magnesium activates over 300 biochemical reactions, including virtually all enzymes involved in energy production. It also functions as a natural calcium channel blocker, helping hearts relax between beats. These nutrients are powerful because of their synergy, supporting multiple aspects of energy metabolism simultaneously and addressing underlying metabolic deficiencies rather than merely managing symptoms. Despite 30,000-plus scientific citations, coenzyme Q10 remains underutilized in cardiology. This nutrient drives energy production while protecting cells from oxidative damage. In heart failure, 19 of 22 trials showed significant benefit. The largest study, 2,664 patients, demonstrated remarkable 3-month improvements, 79% reduction in edema, 78% decrease in pulmonary edema, and 53% better breathing. Another trial found 43% of patients discontinued 1 to 3 medications after supplementation. For angina, CoQ10 raises the heart's hypoxic threshold, helping it do more with less oxygen. One Japanese study found 150 milligrams daily reduced anginal episodes and cut nitroglycerin use by 54%. For hypertension, 60 to 225 milligrams daily reduced blood pressure significantly, allowing half the patients to reduce or eliminate medications. CoQ10 also protects during cardiac events. Australian research showed 300 milligrams daily for 2 weeks before surgery improved mitochondrial function and protected heart tissue. A study of 144 heart attack patients found CoQ10 significantly reduced subsequent cardiac events during one-year follow-up. Particularly concerning, statins and other heart medications deplete CoQ10 by blocking the same pathway that produces it, potentially starving cardiac cells of essential energy. L-carnitine, concentrated in animal products, transports fatty acids into mitochondria for energy production. Heart disease patients show consistent tissue deficiencies. Chronic rheumatic heart disease patients have half the myocardial carnitine of healthy individuals. For angina patients, 900 milligrams daily extended exercise tolerance from 6.4 to 8.8 minutes before ischemia appeared, with 2 of 12 becoming completely angina-free after 3 months. In severe congestive heart failure, an 80-patient study tracking outcomes for nearly 34 months found only one death in the carnitine group versus 6 in placebo, an 83% mortality reduction. D-ribose fills a critical gap. While L-carnitine and CoQ10 recycle energy, they cannot rebuild depleted ATP pools, but ribose can. When oxygen-starved cells break down ATP, these substrates wash out permanently. Ribose refills this pool. After 3 weeks, CHF patients experienced improved diastolic function, better ventricular filling, and enhanced quality of life. Cardiac surgery patients receiving ribose 3 times daily achieved a 43% cardiac index improvement versus the typical 13%. The adult body contains 20 to 25 grams of magnesium, 65% in bone, 34% in muscle and organs, 1% in plasma. Inside cells, it concentrates in mitochondria, enabling over 300 ATP-dependent enzymatic reactions. Yet 50 to 75% of Americans are deficient. Culprits include alcohol, caffeine, diuretics, diabetes, medications, soil depletion, mineral-free bottled water, and chronic stress. Modern processing removes up to 85% of magnesium from refined grains. Magnesium acts as a natural calcium channel blocker, relaxing arterial walls and stabilizing cardiac electrical activity. It improves LDL/HDL ratio, enhances coronary vasodilation, inhibits platelet aggregation, and boosts cellular energy synthesis. The Honolulu Heart Program's 30-year study of 7,000-plus men found those consuming the least magnesium were nearly twice as likely to develop coronary heart disease. Each 100-milligram daily increase correlates with 15% lower stroke risk. In mitral valve prolapse patients, 60% showed low serum magnesium versus only 5% of controls. Supplementation dramatically reduced weakness, chest pain, breathlessness, palpitations, and anxiety, often within weeks. While magnesium oxide is common due to low cost, only 4% is absorbed. Chelated forms like magnesium glycinate show up to 80% absorption. Beyond nutrition, Dr. Sinatra explored how earthing, direct contact with Earth's natural electrical energy through barefoot walking, swimming in natural waters, or grounded sleeping surfaces, affects inflammation, blood viscosity, and heart disease. Blood viscosity, how thick and sticky blood becomes, is emerging as a critical inflammation marker, possibly more reliable than cholesterol. When blood becomes sludgy, it struggles to deliver oxygen through 60,000 miles of capillaries, creating poorly perfused, toxic tissues. In a groundbreaking experiment, 12 medical colleagues tested earthing's immediate effects using dark field microscopy. After just 40 minutes with bare feet on grounded floor pads, blood transformed from ketchup-like to wine-like consistency. Studies measuring heart rate variability demonstrated improved vagal tone and autonomic balance through electron transfer from Earth's surface. Heart disease remains our leading killer despite billions spent on medications. Metabolic cardiology offers a different path, complementing conventional treatments by addressing the cellular energy crisis underlying cardiac dysfunction. The awesome foursome: CoQ10, L-carnitine, D-ribose, and magnesium provides the metabolic fuel your heart needs. Start supporting your heart at the cellular level. Walk barefoot on the earth. Nourish your mitochondria. The most powerful cardiac intervention isn't in a catheterization lab, it's restoring the fundamental energy that makes life possible.